Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Travel Host Hometown Tours Quick Take. This morning, local historian Michael Albrecht brings us an off-the-beaten-path segment.
One of the more frequently overlooked historical spots in our region is the Bernard Slave Cabin site, which is located about halfway down Lee Drive on the Fredericksburg battlefield. Visitors can access a hiking trail via the main road. This pathway winds back and forth through the woods for a half a mile and ends at a clearing near the Shannon Airport area. This field was the site of a small slave community. Although their cabins are no longer standing, there are a number of interpretive markers that tell the story of this unique location. The living quarters and their occupants belonged to Mr. Arthur Bernard, the owner of Mansfield, a plantation house that stood about 1.5 miles to the east. In 1860, these cabins were home to about 36 slaves. The entire complex consisted of 3 two-room structures, a stone-lined water well, and perhaps 2 additional outbuildings. According to the National Park Service, Bernard's cabins near the Fredericksburg battlefield became an important Confederate artillery position on Stonewall Jackson's end of the line. The center of his line was wooded, preventing the Confederate leader from placing any artillery there. Instead, he placed a large number of cannons on either side of the woods and angled the guns toward one another so as to catch any Union troops who might attempt to attack the woods in a deadly crossfire. To the left of the woods, at Bernard's cabins, stood 9 guns of Captain Greenlee Davidson's battalion. This battlefield site is one of the only in our area to specifically highlight the living locations and arrangements of local African-American slaves.
Look for local historian Michael Albrecht's upcoming book, Campfires at the Crossroads, Confederate Encampments of Spotsylvania County, as part of the History Press's American Chronicles series, and you can find out more information on his website, pinstripepress.net. That's pinstripepress.net. Next week, we will have a feature you won't want to miss, so keep tuning in to News Talk 1230 WFVA for this and all your local news and information.